This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A resolution to establish fees for the operation and maintenance of the city-owned parks and recreational facilities will be among the items on Tuesday night's Batesville City Council meeting. The council meets at 5:30 at the Batesville Municipal Building at 500 East Main. The Independence County Election Commission will meet Monday, September 19th, 8:30 at the Independence County Courthouse. They'll hand out election material and voting machines for the school election, and then we'll meet on Tuesday the 20th for the school election and for its tabulation of votes. And a benefit account has been established at the Citizens Bank for Terry and Mary Weaver of Sulphur Rock. They lost their house to fire over the weekend. Tuesday is the date that the Arkansas Highway 25 bridge across the dam at Greer's Ferry Lake will be closed from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. The alternate route is Highways 16 and 92 around the west side of the lake. You're urged to plan around this closing and allow extra time to reach your destination. A missing teenage girl has been returned home in Independence County. The sheriff's office put a request out last Friday for information from the public that would lead to finding Sabrina Johnson. She walked away from her parents' residence Thursday evening, did not return that night. Sergeant Mike Mundy said the community once again showed its concern for one another by providing information regarding the missing female. In Izard County, a Salem man and an Oxford woman were arrested in connection with the theft of an all-terrain vehicle and batteries in Oxford. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 33-year-old Jeremy David Ray was charged with breaking and entering, and 25-year-old Rebecca Diane Farver was charged with theft by receiving. Ray remains in jail in lieu of bond, and Farver posted a $10,000 bond and was released from custody pending a court hearing. At last night's Independence County Quorum Court meeting, Sheriff Steve Jeffrey recognized his jail staff for an outstanding effort on their part after an inmate hanged himself last week. Staff, he said, doing everything possible to revive the man. The sheriff commended them on their quick response and their handling of the situation. The sheriff informed the court of a meeting with the interlocal committee of the city of Batesville at City Hall this week. The sheriff anticipates changes in the interlocal agreement with the city of Batesville. County Treasurer Bob Treadway continues to report good news on the sales tax front. Collections in Independence County for August were at $285,500, an 11.25% increase over collections from last year, and year-to-date, 3.4% ahead of last year's collections. And Ed Mabry with the Independence County Economic Development Commission requested $30,000 funding for a part of the renovation cost for Mitchum Packing Company. Mitchum going back into business, allowing them to rehire 10 employees that were laid off after the closing of the business several months ago. Gerald Mitchum, the original owner, is back in command and has experience in operating the business for many decades. The business serves as an important role to the farmers in the entire region, according to Mabry. He said that's because they're the only USDA-approved packing company in this part of the state. The annual payroll would be over $200,000, benefiting the area by about $520,000 per year. He said the tax revenue from that increase will help both the city and county in future years. The payback on the grant, he said, is less than 1 year to the area in tax monies alone. The Quorum Court approved funding on the project. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.